to the Metapod Podcast, Pokemon Podcast that revolves around the evolving meta. Hope you enjoyed your holiday season for anybody who did get to celebrate the holidays. And if not, I hope you had a happy Monday in the last couple days. And hopefully you enjoy the new year coming ahead. This is going to be a shorter kind of lone episode with me because some things came up with Sean that we'll talk about in a future episode probably. But the fact of the matter is, you know, I didn't want to do, you know, a 2023 wrap-up without my co-host. So I decided, you know, we'll talk about a little bit of the news because there is some stuff that we can talk about today and then definitely some things that we'll want to talk about in the future weeks when Sean is able to come back and stuff. He's okay. Don't worry about it. He's totally fine. But we're just going to talk about a couple of things today. So again, hopefully you enjoyed your holiday. Hopefully you have a great new year. Thank you so much for checking us out. Now, a couple of things have been announced since the last week, since we had the podcast. One of them being a new premium tournament collection box is upcoming. So maybe you don't exactly know what the premium tournament collections are. They're the milk carton ones that Sean and I joke about. The milk carton products with the Marnie, Professor Juniper, Clara, Cyrus, those products. There's actually going to be a new product of that sort that's going to be coming out on April 5th of this year. It's going to be $39.99. So we don't know exactly much of anything, but we do know that in late January, Japan is going to be getting merchandise featuring Bianca from Black and White. She was like one of your rivals, and it's going to tie into Wild Force and Cyber Judge. So that could be one of the options because, as we'll talk about later, there's some reprints that correlate to Black and White era cards. So this could be an option that we could see because we saw Clara as well. It might be possible that we see Avery in the future or maybe one of the antagonists in whatchamacallit, Scarlet and Violet. We might see like Professor Turo or Professor Sada because those are popular cards and also popular characters because they did Juniper in the past as well and it could help promote Scarlet and Violet in the DLC and stuff like that. So I'll tell you also what the collection comes with. It comes with one full art foil supporter card. So that's the big deal. That's the big catch, in my opinion. It comes with three additional foil supporter cards, which are not full art versions of the card, but they are like, well, I guess they're not always new arts. Sometimes they're new arts, just depending on, you know, how they're feeling at the time. We've seen some of them be new arts and we've seen some of them not be new arts. It just depends on how TPCI feels about it. 65 card sleeves, which will be, I think, the same art as the one on the box. It's a little bit different at times because the Marnie one was the cover box, but the Juniper one was, or the Marnie was like the cover box, but also the small non-full art foil, but Juniper was just the cover of the box and not the small foil card. So again, we don't exactly know what it is. A sturdy deck box, it says, quote unquote sturdy. I will say for the previous ones, the previous deck box did not fit an entire deck sleeve deck. It fit an unsleeved deck, but not a sleeve deck. So maybe that'll change, I'm not sure. Large metallic coin, two coin condition markers, the burn and poison, six tournament ready dice, which I believe are the numbered dice, not the dotted dice, like traditional regular dice that we've seen. Six Pokemon TCG booster packs, and then a code as well. It does say, though, in the product listings, as reported on PokeBeach, that it's going to come with one less booster pack. It usually has come with seven in the past. Now it's only going to be six. Could still be a listing error. We don't know because it does say previously that there's six tournament-ready dice, and then it goes into six TCG booster packs. So it could still be seven. They might have downsized it to six. I'm not 100% sure, but It'll be interesting to see the availability of this product. Will definitely depend on which character is on it, because the Marnies, we saw those fly off the shelf so quickly. I actually didn't get one of those cartons with the Marnie. I just happened to buy the singles online because it just ended up being cheaper than the resale value. But the Clara and Cyrus, I still see those at my card shops that you can buy, and those have been out for a long time. So it'll be interesting. I would also maybe love to see Iono. I don't know if that's a possibility as well. Iono just being very, very good. They've brought in very usable supporters. That's kind of been their big thing. So it wouldn't surprise me if an Iono came in, but it also wouldn't surprise me if they did some stuff with the DLC of like Professor Sada or Professor Turo's scenario as well. So that is that part. There's been also a ton of reveals in terms of Paldean Fates, ones that we've kind of already known about because of the set's release in Japan. So we're going to switch over a little bit to some reveals that happen in upcoming Japanese sets. So if you watch the Kyoto Championships that happened the other weekend in Japan, there is going to be a new set of sets. And I think we talked about previously Wild Force and Cyber Judge releasing on January 26th in Japan. So this is again in correlation to Scarlet and Violet, and basically the set revolves around the Paradox Pokemon of the Legendary Beasts, but also I can't remember what their name is, but so basically what I'm saying is Gouging Fire, which is the Paradox version of Entei, Raging Bolt, the Paradox version of Raikou, Iron Boulder for Terrakion, and Iron Crown for Cobalion. So that's going to be some of those shown on there. We also see the Suicune. I don't know the Suicune one off the top of my head. And then also the Virizion. I think they're Walking Wake and Iron Leaves EX. So those are going to be ones as well. So it'll be interesting to see those. Again, it'll be a dual split set as it has been for a long time now. And eventually they'll come together in our future set. I believe in March, or this one could come. I don't know if this one will come in January. It'll come in the future for us. But one of the things that we actually speculated here recently on the Metapod podcast, this set is going to reintroduce the Ace spec mechanic. Now, if you do not remember, maybe you didn't listen to this podcast episode, or maybe you don't remember exactly what those are. These Ace specs are tool cards, item cards, just trainer cards in general that are so powerful that you can only have one Ace spec in your deck. It's very similar to Radiant Pokemon. It's just the trainer card version, and they've been restricted up to this point in terms of item cards, tool cards, and energy cards. And so going in here, they released a couple of them. One of them is Prime Catcher. Now, this is the talk of the town as of late, Prime Catcher. It's an item, a spec, trainer card. Switch one of your opponent's bench Pokemon to the active spot, and if you do, switch your active Pokemon with one of your bench Pokemon. This is basically Guzma reprinted on an item card. So I know for me personally, I have some very strong thoughts about this card. I have some very, very strong feelings. I'm not going to dive too much into it until we get Sean on the podcast so that we can talk about it together. But I'll just let you know now, I don't really like this card. I don't think this card was needed to be printed. And every other A spec now at this point is just going to be not usable, essentially, or not ideal, I guess you could say, in terms of deck building, because this is an insane card, in my opinion. And having one of it when you can Arvin is super, super good. So the other one that they revealed happened to be Neo Upper Energy. This is a special energy ace spec card. And if it's attached to any Pokemon, it just provides a colorless energy. But if that Pokemon is a stage two Pokemon, it provides any type of energy and two energies at a time. So it's basically like on stage two Pokemon, it's a double colorless energy, but rainbow. It's two rainbow energy on there. So really, really cool for decks that could be like Charizard or something, or Blastoise, that have like two energy attacks on those Pokemon, and they are stage two. So it will be interesting to see, is that it is very, very niche. So you will have to, you know, you can only just run one. And again, do you want to run it when Prime Catcher is in format? I'm not sure. But again, those are going to be part of our Temporal Forces set that's going to be in March. And I think there was a couple more as I'm pulling them up on Pokebeach. There was a lot of cards revealed in the set. Not all of them A-Specs, but one of them that I do want to do is the other A-Spec that was revealed. There's actually a reprint A-Spec. So if you do have the black and white version of this card, you will be able to play it in your decks. Just remember that if it's warped enough, it will be considered a marked card and you will be like disqualified for it, or deck checked and penalized for it, as some people have with like computer search and stuff. The reprint that happened, though, is Master Ball. So Master Ball comes back as an A-Spec. It says, search your deck for a Pokemon, reveal it, put it in your hand, shuffle your deck. So basically grabs any single Pokemon you like with really no cost to it whatsoever. You just got to play the card, as long as you can play item cards in your turn. And I mean, I like this. I think I did call that this would be a really good reprint. So if there's anything about the Metapod that you know at this point, it's that the Metapod is really good at predicting ball cards with Level Ball and Master Ball now predicted. So take that information with what you will. But I feel like it was super underwhelming as well when this got revealed, because they did Prime Catcher first. And like Master Ball, especially, wasn't really that good in black and white. It was so super incredibly niche, but very, very interesting to see this one. I do think this is a fair one to reprint. If they were going to reprint any of them, I probably would have been a lot more upset if the reprint was Computer Search or maybe even Dowsing Machine. So very glad that it was at least Master Ball. Maybe it sees a little bit more play in the time that we continue in the Pokemon trading card game. Because one thing that I'll say is, you know, just ball search in general and Pokemon search is so important in the trading card game. And with stuff like Battle VIP Pass, you can see like it's important. So Master Ball could maybe potentially find its way in some decks, especially now that we have Counter Catcher back in format. I think that was kind of the idea, that Prime Catcher maybe wouldn't see as much play as it could have if Counter Catcher didn't come back. That's kind of like my thoughts and reasonings for that as well. There were some other cool cards as well. A lot of Paradox Pokemon, a lot of ancient and future Pokemon that were brought in. There was an Iron Crown EX, a 220 HP psychic future basic Pokemon with an ability that says your future Pokemon's attacks do 20 more damage to your opponent's active Pokemon. So very reminiscent of the Plasma Deoxys, I believe it was, that also had an ability that said your Plasma Pokemon do 20 more damage. And then, you know, you had another Pokemon. I can't remember exactly which one it is, but there's a Pokemon that has a similar effect to Lugia, the Plasma Lugia. And I'm trying to look, and I can't exactly remember what it was off the top of my head. We'll have it ready for you when Sean comes back to the podcast, because we'll probably talk about some of these cards, especially when the set review comes out for Temporal Forces. But one of the trainer cards that I actually want to mention real quick is a future supporter. Now, this future supporter, remember you can only play a supporter once during your turn, says search your deck for two cards, shuffle your deck, and put those cards on top of it in any order. This is Cryptomaniac's Deciphering. So this is a really, really cool card, and I think it's actually going to see a decent amount of play when it comes out, because if you don't remember, back in the day of like early Sun and Moon, I will say, I'm trying to pull it up, but it's not loading. Mallow was a really, really good card, especially when we talk about Zoroark decks and just really decks in general. It was really, really good at manipulating what your top deck was going to be. So I can't pull it up right now. I don't know why TCG Player's not really working on my end, but one thing that I do know is being able to manipulate your top deck, especially when we have things like Bivoral, especially when we have things like Electromagnetic Generator, right? You know, the Curlia that has the trade ability, like anything that has built-in draw engines in their deck, this card is so good. Or just anything that has some sort of impactful card that is, look at the X top and put it wherever you like. You know, it could be used with Pokestop as well to get some really, really good item cards. Just really, really good in my opinion. So I see this card getting a lot of play. It might not be four ofs in your deck, right? Because I don't think we will have anything, especially past rotation, that really is as effective and influential as something like Zoroark GX. But I do see this as definitely like a one or two of in a lot of decks that definitely want to abuse this and utilize it. So that's really, really cool in my opinion. There's also a Fluttermane ancient Pokemon, 90 HP psychic Pokemon. It is basic. It has the ability Fluttering Disc. As long as this Pokemon's in the active spot, your opponent's active Pokemon has no abilities except for Fluttering Disc. And then for three colorless energy, it has a 90 damage attack. Put two damage counters on your opponent's bench Pokemon in any way you'd like. So this will be really, really cool in something like Gardevoir potentially. This will definitely like stop a lot of Lost Box decks. You know, if you put like two Fluttermanes down on there, which may not be as effective now that I'm saying it out loud with Countercatcher in format, but if you have two Fluttermanes and Escape Rope, you can just keep switching between those, and your opponent can't do any of their abilities, at least in the active spot, which is a majority of their abilities. So really, really cool to see a Fluttermane. I definitely see this having a little bit more play than Kalefki. I do think this could be a viable option in like Gardevoir decks, especially because, you know, Gardevoir wanting to use, a lot of decks having abilities that work in the active. You know, we think about Lost Box, I just mentioned. We think about like Chin Pao decks, even something like grabbing the energies, and just a bunch of different stuff as well with the Rhydon EX and the Raikou going around. So could be really, really cool to see that, and I really like what they're doing with a lot of these ancient and future cards, and that's again something we'll talk about in the future set list. I like what they're doing with a lot of these. I think they're interesting. I think they're cool. I think they're a lot of fun. But that's really all that I'm going to be talking about today. Again, just a short episode. Just wanted to talk about a couple things that came out, just real minor short things, because again, Sean's not with me. We were gonna do the 2023 episode, and I don't want to do that without him. So, thank you so much for listening to the Metapod podcast. Apologies again that, you know, it's not a full length one or anything. Hopefully, you've all had a happy holidays, and if you don't celebrate the holidays, hopefully, you know, you had a happy week as well. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. I'll at least be back in Las Vegas if Sean can make it, so at least we'll have good audio and actual things on the screen. Apologies that this was an audio only podcast this week, but again, thank you so much for watching. We'll see you in the next episode, and have a good one. Bye bye.